Terrible mistakes. Getting it wrong, big style. We asked a few people about some of the worst mistakes they've ever made.
Party problems.
Last Christmas, I organised a fancy dress party for New Year's Eve and invited about 50 friends. It all started about 8 p.m. with lots of food, drink and great music. However, sometime after about 11, a group of about 20 people turned up uninvited. They seemed nice, so I said they could stay. But about an hour later, there was a fight and I had to call the police. I should never have let them stay.
Technical problems.
One morning last year, I did a mass emailing to hundreds of companies as I was applying for jobs in computer software companies. I attached my CV and included a covering letter too. A few hours later, I received a reply from one of the companies, but it wasn't exactly the kind of response I was looking for. The message read, "Your CV is infected with a virus and has been quarantined." Needless to say, I didn't get called in for an interview.
Lift problems. I was in a lift in a hotel once when this guy got in. All of a sudden, he started talking to me. "So, how are you?" he asked. Fine, thanks, I replied, somewhat surprised that he had been so friendly. "So, what have you been up to?" he asked a few seconds later. Nothing much, just relaxing by the pool," I said. At which point, he turned to me and said, "Do you mind? I'm on the phone." And it was then that I realised he was talking on his mobile, only I couldn't see it because he'd been facing away from me.
Leaving problems.
I was with some friends once, sitting around the kitchen table, when we started arguing about something. I was tired at the time and I'd had a bad day and I wasn't in a good mood. Eventually, I decided that I'd had enough and I stormed out. However, my exit wasn't as dramatic as I'd intended, as I ended up walking into the kitchen larder. After popping back in, I had to ask for directions out of the kitchen, as there were four doors in total, only one of which went outside.
Golfing problems.
I was playing golf once when I knocked the ball into the grass outside the course. However, when I tried to hit the ball back in, my club struck a stone which created a spark that started a fire. It didn't seem like much at first, but the fire spread pretty quickly. After a few minutes trying to put it out, I gave up and called the fire service. Within hours, there were 6 fire engines and about 20 firefighters in the area, and it took them 3 hours to get it under control. It was really embarrassing, although they were very understanding.
Singing sorrow. I was at home once singing along to some ABBA songs on a karaoke machine. Just for fun, I recorded a version of Dancing Queen on a little MP3 recorder that I've got. A few months later, my brother asked to borrow the recorder and I gave it to him. Then, shortly after that, I was at a party when I suddenly heard this terrible version of Dancing Queen coming from the stereo system, followed by hoots of laughter. It took me a few seconds to recognise the voice, but yes, you guessed it was me. All my friends thought it was hilarious, but I wasn't amused.